Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Plady. Well, it's no secret that football is a dangerous sport, not only for sustaining lifelong physical injuries, but brain injuries as well that can be even more profound. It's something that researchers have been investigating. And now Steve Broglio, an assistant professor of kinesiology at the University of Michigan and one of the founding members of the National Sport Concussion Outcome Study Consortium, is set to begin a long-term study of these injuries. Steve, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
My pleasure for being here.
Now, I know of all the sports, young people playing in the U.S., football is a popular one. Is it the primary sport that presents this high risk of concussions that has been the focus of researchers?
Definitely in the United States it is, primarily because of the number of athletes that are playing. So if you look at something like ice hockey and compare concussion incidents to football, it's pretty close to the same, but we just have far more football athletes every year than we do hockey players.
Now, this long-term study is a $400,000 grant from the NCAA, which is making right now an enormous amount of money from college sports, especially football. What kind of implications could your results have on their programs?
Well, I think what we're trying to figure out is kind of what everybody's been talking about in the news and just, you know, around the water cooler for the last couple of years is what effect do concussions have on brain health, on cognitive health. So we're going to start by enrolling freshman athletes as they come into various programs around the country, track them for 4 or 5 years while they're participating in their sport, and see if concussion incidents or subconcussive blows, so that impact to the head that doesn't cause a concussion, if that has an influence on their cognitive health while they're in school at their respective university.
Well, what do we officially know right now about concussions? If you have several concussions as a player, let's say in high school, what is the likely effect of that over the next 5-10 years?
Over the next 5 to 10 years, immediately after high school, you know, we really don't see anything that affects somebody's day-to-day functioning. What we wonder, what we don't know yet, is, let's say you have 2 or 3 injuries in high school, is what happens when you're maybe 40 or 50 years old. And then kind of on top of that is we have the high school athlete that has 2 or 3 injuries, and then they go on to college and they have 2 or 3 injuries, and does that make the problem worse? Do they start having bigger problems or issues earlier in life? And even further still, what happens then when that athlete goes on and plays at the professional level and has more and more injuries?
Well, what is it about concussions, though, that seem to have a potential long-term effect? Does the brain not heal from being injured this way?
The brain is very complex and fascinating. So it may not fully be able to heal from an injury, but what it can do is it can adapt. So rather than choosing the most direct route from various points in the brain to achieve a certain task, so to remember a shape or remember a word or something like that, it chooses an alternative pathway. But as we age, we know that there's natural decline in our ability to do that, and we see that with our parents and our grandparents as they're getting older. They don't remember things quite as well as they used to. So what we speculate is that concussions, which may cause some damage to the brain early on, coupled with normal aging, may kind of exacerbate this aging process. And what we would normally see in somebody in their 60s and 70s, we may come to light in their 50s, or a little bit earlier.
I'm talking to Steve Broglio. He is an assistant professor of kinesiology at the University of Michigan and is now going to be involved in a long-term study for the NCAA to find out the long-term effect of these concussions. So what really does cause a concussion? I mean, can it be just simply being thrown to the ground aggressively?
Concussions can occur either from a direct blow to the head or an indirect blow to the head. So the direct blow to the head is very obvious. You helmet-to-helmet collision, a helmet to a knee, kind of in the Tim Tebow situation when he was at Florida, is a really good example. But you can also get one kind of through a whiplash mechanism where the body is moving in one direction and suddenly stops or moved in the opposite direction. So the brain actually moves within the skull, and it causes a shearing or a stretching of the neurons inside, which cause those neurons to not fire in the appropriate manner.
We hear a lot about mild concussions. How varied are the different levels of concussions, and can a mild concussion really be something that's generally insignificant?
I would argue that there's really no such thing as a mild concussion. I kind of view all concussions as being equally important. You know, certainly there are injuries that take longer to recover than others, but you see most people, 90-95% of people will return to their normal functioning within about 7 to 10 days of injury. There's a very small percentage of individuals that'll go beyond a month, 1 or maybe 2% at the most, that go beyond 1 month. But a concussion is an injury to the brain. And so the idea that saying it's just a mild injury, I think, kind of outweighs really what it is. It mitigates really what the injury is.
Aren't players, though, getting back on the field just a day or two after having a concussion occur?
There are those people that have those injuries and they do recover, quicker than others. It's like everything, some people have an ACL injury and they're back on the field after surgery in 3 or 4 months and other people take a year. So we certainly see a spectrum of recovery, but kind of that average individual, that person, the 50th percentile person, takes about the 7 to 10 day mark.
So what happens if your study results in an understanding that these concussions can have devastating long-term effects? How are we supposed to respond? A game like football is innately a violent one. You've got bodies coming at each other at high speeds. Other than not playing these kinds of games, how do you avoid concussions from occurring?
I think when we're talking about contact sports like football or even ice hockey, I think there's a lot of things we can do that can reduce the risk. We can certainly inform people about the risks of injury. The equipment manufacturers can be given information to build better helmets, better enforcing of the rules, better coaching techniques so people don't lead with their heads. So I don't think we're anywhere close to a point where we're going to change the fundamental structure of those games. I think we're a long way away from anything of that nature, even if that day ever comes. But I think there's a lot of things that we can do that will make it safer for everybody to participate.
So when someone gets hit, they fall to the ground or they get a whiplash effect and they feel maybe dizzy or just that they've been rattled a bit. That in itself is not a concussion, right?
Not necessarily. Somebody can, I can remember as a kid, you fall off the swing and you kind of get the wind knocked out of you, and that's not necessarily a concussion. Really, the best people to make that diagnosis is either a certified athletic trainer that's there on the sideline, or a physician, or some other medical professional that has specific concussion training. I would certainly say if those people aren't present, that you're better off having that athlete sit out and not risk them going back in and further injury. But it's definitely a diagnosis that needs to be made by a medical professional.
We see peewee football. We see little kids playing football. I'm guessing at the age of 7, 8, 9, or 10, kids are not hitting each other at the velocity that can cause a concussion. Is that right?
Actually, I would disagree with that. What we speculate and kind of what we've seen in some of our research at the University of Michigan is that the game is basically scaled. So while the high school athlete certainly doesn't play as fast or hit as hard as a college athlete or the pro athlete, they're not as physically mature and developed and able to support their head or with their neck musculature at the time of impact. So they do play a slower game and they don't hit as hard. But once they get hit in the head, then they aren't able to kind of absorb the blow and protect themselves as well as the older, more mature, more physically developed athlete.
One thing when it comes to the players themselves, no player is really able to escape a potential concussion. Or I'm guessing if a player is playing for several years, he will have at least a few concussions on the field.
It's possible somebody can avoid one and get lucky that they won't have one after several years of playing. But the LeBron James comment of "I'm too tough to get a concussion" is completely—it's not possible. He can get one. It's very possible that anybody could get one. But you can definitely have the athlete that kind of gets lucky and doesn't have one.
And finally, how have you found coaches and sports officials responding to this line of research? Are they less than enthusiastic about researching the conclusion that could have a huge impact on the game of football?
I think quite the opposite. I think most of the coaches that I've dealt with are very enthusiastic, particularly at the high school level. They're there. They understand that they're trying to teach kids life skills, that most of them won't go on to play at the college or the pro level, and they want these kids to have healthy careers and healthy lives. They're very willing to accept input on how better tackling techniques and improve their player safety and health.
From what you know right now, would you be eager in having your own kids play football?
Well, I have a little girl, so it's probably out of the question. But at this point, I don't have an issue with it. If she was a he, I wouldn't have a problem with her playing. so long as somebody's there that can, you know, apply the appropriate medical coverage when it's needed.
Steve Broglio, assistant professor of kinesiology at the University of Michigan, said to begin a long-term study for the NCAA to find out the implications of concussion. Steve, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for inviting me.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.